in the second half as the Vikings made a return to about the 35-yard line. Didn't get that on air. But I'm looking for a great second half here by the Vikings as two touchdowns so far by the sophomore Jimmy Gannon. And I hope that keeps up because if we can do that, this is going to be a good win here for the Vikings. As quickly, they send Anthony Iorio and the Vikings offense onto the field. Siciliano isolated on the left side, and they got three receivers right. They're going to motion Gannon over to that left side, and it's going to be a run to Christian Sarkisi. Sarkisi's going to bounce out of a tackle and get tackled at the 45-yard line with a gain of 5 to start this poor Washington drive.
Yeah, well, Port's going to look to do the same as they did in the first half. 14-0, Port's leading as they start that drive with a run with Christian Sarkisi, who's been the main guy.
Yeah, he's been a force on this running team as they've got two receivers left and two to the right with Sarkisi on the hip of Iorio. Sarkisi's going to bounce out to the outside and get out of a tackle and finally be tackled at the 47-yard line. Good run there by Sarkisi to pick up a first down for the Vikings.
Yeah, another good run from Sarkisi. So back-to-back runs for Port here.
And I just heard something out loud over the whole stadium. You know when the Vikings, Minnesota that being, get a first down, and a horn plays in the stadium, which I like.
Four men out to receive for the Vikings. Sarkisi on the left side. Snaps up. It's going to be another run to Sarkisi as he's taken down at the line of scrimmage. So gain of none.
Yeah, nothing there. No holes to find there by Sarkisi. Is they're going to bring in Rather here, the fullback for Jacob Apat. I think they should get a pass in here. It was actually the ref spotted at the 47-yard line, which is a yard back from the line of scrimmage at the 48-yard line. Shanahan, Gannon on the right side with Siciliano on the left side. Iorio takes a snap. He's going to roll right. He's going to throw. He's got a man. That's Shanahan for the first down up to the 41-yard line. And a great throw and catch by Iorio and Shanahan.
Yeah, that Iorio-Shanahan connection worked that time as Iorio dotted one to Shanahan for the first down. So first and 10 coming up again for Port as they move the chains once again. Two receivers out for Port with Sarkisi in the backfield. It's going to be a handoff to Sarkisi. He's running up the middle. He stopped after a gain of about 4.
Yeah, not a terrible run. It looked like an RPO there. Gannon was set up for a screen pass there, but Iorio elected to hand it off to Christian Sarkisi for the gain of, looks like now the ref spotted as a 3-yard gain there by Sarkisi at the 38-yard line. Port's got Dylan Platt in the fullback set with Gannon Shanahan on the right and Siciliano on the left. Iorio's going to take the snap. He's going to give it to Sarkisi. Sarkisi's going to run right up the middle and get around 3 yards up to about the 35-yard line to set up third and short.
Yeah, back-to-back 3-yard gains for Port. So it's going to bring up 3rd and 4 as they are now into Hicksville territory. So Port has 3 receivers all stacked up on the left side, 1 on the right, and it looks like
I think that's
going to be on the field.
On the defense? Yeah, it is. It's an offside penalty on the defense. That's going to bring Port to the 30-yard line in Hicksville territory for a first down.
Yeah, another mistake from Hicksville.
A lot of offsides. They're jumpy on that line.
As the fans are now starting to chant, you can't do that.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that because Hicksville so far in this game, 15 yards worth of penalties.
3 men on the left side, 1 on the right. It's going to be a run from Iorio. Design run as he's taking the left side. He gets around one guy, stays in bounds for a couple more.
Looks like gain of about 9 yards there by Iorio. He managed to tippy-toe on that left sideline and get out of bounds at around the 21-yard line to set up 2nd and 1.
So 2nd and 1 coming up for Port. They got Siciliano on him on the left side by himself. And 3 on the right. Sarkisi lined up in the backfield with Iorio. Gannon's going to motion over to the left. It's going to be a run to Sarkisi, who gets about a gain, the first down, and a gain of about 4.
Yeah, Port Washington once again going to move the chains to about the 19-yard line as they're once again going to be in the red zone. Let's hope they don't turn it over this time as I think they should stick with the run here on 1st and 10 from the 19-yard line with 9 minutes and 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter with Port Washington leading 14 to nothing. Siciliano out wide left and Gannon in the slot. They're going to motion Gannon over to that right slot. Ayurio's going to take the snap. He's going to roll right. He's going to follow blockers. He's going to juke a man and get inside the 5-yard line to about the 2-yard line for another Port Vikings first down.
Yeah, another great run from Ayurio as we've been seeing his wheels in this one. As Port now inside the 5, looking for the touchdown at the 3 to be exact. First and goal coming up.
3 receivers right and 1 to the left with Christian Sarkisi next to Ayurio. Ayurio's going to roll left. He's going to throw it deep in the end zone, and that's going to be incomplete, intended for Siciliano.
Yeah, that just looked like the throwaway from Ayurio there as he got wrapped up by number 7. As it's going to bring up 2nd and goal for Port inside the 3. So we might see a run here as Rather comes on the field to sub in APAT.
I was saying the same thing. Christian Sarkisi has just been a phenomenal runner so far here for the Vikings. Let's see what he can do.
2 men on the left side for Port. That's Siciliano and Gannon. Shanahan by himself on the right. Sarkisi in the backfield with Ayurio. The snap's up. It's going to be a run to Sarkisi as he's up the middle, in for the touchdown. So Christian Sarkisi gets a touchdown here as Port extends the lead to 20-0.
Great push there on that offensive line as they just gave a hole right there up the middle for Sarkisi. As like Max said, 20-0 here early in the third quarter. Just what you like to see here for Port on their first drive coming out of the half. Ryan Baxter on first third extra point of the night. He's 2 for 2. 5 or 6 last game. They're going to jump the snap and it is blocked. Wow, what a play by Hicksville. As there was just no blocking on that line by Port.
Yeah, I definitely didn't see that one coming. As Hicksville just brought intensity there, blocking the extra point.
And we are live here from Port Washington as Ryan Baxter to kick it off for the Vikings. As it's going to be an onside kick and recovered by Hicksville at the 45-yard line. Good try by the Vikings as it is currently a 20-0 game here in the third quarter with 8 minutes and 45 seconds to go.
Yeah, as Zach said, Port is up 20-0 here in this Friday Night Lights game at the Pit.
Yeah, Port debuting those nice black uniforms as we posted on the story earlier today. Port set up at around the 45-yard line here. As let's see if they could get yet another defensive stop today. Port has not allowed Hicksville to get inside the 35-yard line, as that's just been a huge factor for them today.
Yeah, for sure. That's been one of the biggest X factors for Port. As the first play for Hicksville in the second half's on your way. Number 10 is going to throw it to the left side, caught by number 7, who's taking it up the middle for a gain of about 7.
Yeah, Dylan Platt on the tackle there. Good tackle by him. Looked like he was taken down at around the 48-yard line. So a good first down play by Hicksville. Not the best for Port Washington, as Hicksville is instantly in Port Washington's territory. Port Washington has already forced one turnover in this game. Right at about the 48-yard line where we are now, Siciliano recovered it after Mayu forced the fumble. Hicksville's got 3 receivers on the right side, 1 in the slot and 2 out wide with a running back left. Fusco takes the snap. It's going to be a give to the running back, and the running back is going to get stopped about a yard after the line of scrimmage to set up 3rd and about 3 yards here.
Yeah, sure, the first down there, as it's going to be 3rd and 2nd coming up for Hicksville. So a big 3rd down for Hicksville as they're looking to move the chains and eventually get a score here as they are down 20-0 here in the 3rd quarter. Hicksville has the ball at their own 47, trying to get past the 50-yard line. Hicksville lining up with the number their quarterback, Fusco, number 10, running back to the right of him. Snaps up. It's going to be a throw. Almost picked off and dropped by number 5. That's Anthony Iorio, who almost came in and snatched that one out of the air. So it's going to bring up a fourth down for Hicksville, and Zach, they got to go for it here.
Yeah, fourth and 3 for Hicksville, as they've had not many fourth and shorts so far. They haven't really given them a chance to go for it on fourth down, but this is the perfect time to do so in no man's land, as they're at the 47-yard line, so Port's got to buckle down here and get a big fourth down stop. 7 minutes to go here in a 20-0 game in favor of Port Washington, as Hicksville's going to send two receivers right and one to the left in a fullback set. They give to the running back, who's going to be stopped back at the line of scrimmage. That's John Mayu, and a great play by the Port Washington defense. And that's a turnover on downs, as they're going to bring out Anthony Iorio and the Port Washington offense.
Yeah, that's something you love to see from the defense there, as he stopped short. And number 4 may be injured, so we are going to take a little bit of a break.
So it looks like the injured man is doing okay, as Port Vikings offense is back on the field here, as they've got a Siciliano on the left side and Gannon and Shanahan on the right side, with Christian Sarkisi on Iorio's right. Iorio's going to give it to Sarkisi, who's going to be tackled at the shoulder pads with about a gain of 1 yard, possibly 2, but not a great run on first down there. Probably expected to have the run there by Hicksville, as they knew exactly what was coming.
Yeah, they sure did, as it's only a gain of 2 yards there for Sarkisi. So something we're not used to seeing so far in this one from Sarkisi, getting held short, as Siciliano's on the left side with Shanahan. It's going to be a pitch to Gannon on the right side. He finds some room, and he's still on his feet, getting all the way to the 40, the 36.
Yeah, 14-yard run there by Jimmy Gannon, as he has just looked phenomenal tonight. He's had 2 touchdowns, a great run there, as looks like we're going to get a timeout here on the play. Not sure who this is on or why, but we're going to go to break, and we'll be back as soon as it's over. So Iorio's in the shotgun set on first down from the 36. He's going to motion Gannon over to the right side, and it's going to be a run to Andrew Sarkisi. Sarkisi's going to go down to the 20, to the 15, and be tackled at around the 15-yard line. That's a great first down run by the older brother of Christian Sarkisi, that being Andrew Sarkisi.
Yeah, that's a way you start a game for yourself. Andrew Sarkisi there. As another player's down, this one a Port player, as it looked like he might have cramped up just a little bit. We're going to take a little break. As we're back.
Oh, that is Bryson Bodner, who's walking off with a limp, as he was on the field for about 3 minutes after the play, but lucky that he walked off on his own power. That actually may be Diego Escobar.
Yeah, that is Diego Escobar. As that sucks for him.
Yeah, he was a starting offensive lineman in today's game, as they've got 2 receivers on the left side, one to the right, with Rather in as the fullback. Andrew Sarkisi on the left of Anthony Iorio. Iorio's going to take the snap. He's going to give it to Andrew Sarkisi, who's going to be corralled and taken down at the 15-yard line in a gain of 1 yard.
Gain of 1 for Andrew there. So it's going to bring up 2nd and 9 for Port, as the clock keeps ticking. 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in the third quarter, as Port is in red zone territory. So Anthony Iorio looking to throw for his 4th touchdown of the game in this one. As there's 2 men, 2 receivers on the left, 1 on the right. It's going to be a throw from Iorio, going to his left, finding Gannon, and Gannon's going to go in for his 3rd touchdown of the game.
Jimmy Gannon has just been breaking tackles all game for his 3rd touchdown, like Max said, 2 of which where he broke tackles inside the 10-yard line. And wow, the Port Vikings just look phenomenal here in today's game.
I mean, what a game for Jimmy Gannon. Three touchdowns as he broke another tackle there. So he has a hat trick, something you should be really proud of as Port takes a 26-0 lead here.
Yeah, wow. As Ryan Baxter, the kicker, to kick his third extra point of the game. He is 2 for 3. Sorry, his fourth extra point of the game. He is 2 for 3 so far. The kick is up, and it is right down Main Street. As it is 27-0 here from the pit in a pink out. 4 minutes and 49 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
So far in the last two games, Port's been able to outscore their opponent 68-7.
Wow.
So great momentum for them. Something to really build on as they take a 27-0 lead here. We will be right back.
So after Gannon's third touchdown on the day, Baxter's going to kick it off to number 7, back deep. Number 4 was an injured man earlier this quarter, but he looks like he's back up and getting ready to return the kick. As Baxter's gearing up, the trot up to the ball as he's going to kick it back deep. That's going to be one of those short ones again, a lofted kick caught by number 7. He's going to take the outside and run right at Jacob Apat, who's going to make the tackle at the 34-yard line. And another good run by Hicksville on a kick return.
Yeah, Hicksville has been doing a good job on special teams, and especially their kick returner. But so far, their offense has nothing to give them, as they are still scoreless in this one.
Looks like Diego Escobar is out of the tent now, which is a good sign for Port as he is talking with his fellow offensive lineman on the sideline. So Port in a 27-0 game. It looks to me like they're going to bring in some guys from the bench. One thing I've noticed, Mac, is after last week's phenomenal game by Ryan Aben, we haven't said his name once today.
No, we have not. I see he's now in the game, number 55, Ryan Aubend. So he looks... Well, Ryan Aubend did tell me before this game that he was feeling a little bit of something in his hamstring. So that might have pulled him down from the starting job today.
Yeah, Angagwalia, the starting center for Port, did not practice yesterday as he was dealing with some head pains also. So looked like Port seemed to be banged up this week, but that has not shown once in this game so far today, as it is 27-0 here at the start of the fourth quarter, and Port's, they just gotta contain Hicksville, they gotta run the ball, get the clock to moving down, as they're gonna start with three receivers on the right side and nobody on the left side and nobody on the right. It's a gift to the running back, that's number 4, who's been playing receiver most of the game, but is tackled down by John Mayu. 11 minutes and 45 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter with Port leading 27-0 as there's another injured man on the field as we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back as soon as he's fine.